Well, it's that one time in the month where you get something for nothing on Radio Play. Well, actually, there's more times, to be fair, but this is one of my favourites. It's when we get some free legal advice from Phil Thornycroft from Wolferstan Solicitors. Hello, Phil.
Morning, Tim.
Good to see you, as always.
Thank you.
Now, you thought we might talk about holidays, having just seen half term pass.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I think there's, we see more and more people who are having problems, accidents or whatever whilst on holiday,
right?
And we thought we'd just do a few bullet points just so people have some idea, because I have to say, when I've been on holiday, I've not been sure in certain circumstances what to do.
No, I mean, you sort of hope for the best, and then if it goes wrong, you think, oh, now what do
what
I do?
What do I do now? Yeah. I'm stuck in the middle of Spain with my car. What shall I do?
Yeah, it's a very good point, actually. So come on then, what do you think we should be doing?
From the very first, obviously, travel insurance has to be a must for everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that the danger there is, I don't know, like you, my travel insurance is now part of my bank, my account, that I get free travel insurance. Really important to check it, because it could be invalid, for example, if you haven't disclosed any medical information to them.
Right.
Make sure if you're going with your wife or partner and children, make sure it covers that as well, and make sure it covers winter sports if you're going skiing or something.
Yeah.
So that's, a lot of people don't do that, and some of these policies aren't always as good as it looks. So that's obviously the first point. And your E111, I know I checked mine recently, it's just run out. If that isn't covered, then that's not necessarily insurance, but it helps when you're over there to get any treatment that you need.
I have no idea what an E111 is.
It's basically a European card which allows you to have treatment carried out in a foreign hospital, and you produce it, provided it's part of the EU.
There you go. See, it shows how long since I've been abroad. But anyway, yeah, okay.
But the other thing to look at is, in relation to holidays, most people book packages, which is great, because if you're on a package, then under Regulation 1992, the tour operator is responsible basically for everything, so you can sue them if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Difficulty if you go on these websites and you tick, flight and hotel, because then that doesn't necessarily include everything. So you will need separate insurance tests. So again, it's really important to do that.
Yeah, of course. Let's talk about package holidays, because they are very popular, aren't they? And if you're on a package holiday, do they provide cover for you?
Yes, they do, for most of the things that they provide. For example, your travel to the hotel itself, anything like that that they make provision for will be covered. You've got to be a bit careful. For example, let's say you're on a skiing holiday and you're going to these foreign restaurants on the mountain, often the toilets are downstairs, slippery slopes, you've got your boots on. If you fall down there, that's not something that's been provided for by the operator. You may well find that's not covered as a claim against the operator.
Right, yeah, of course. Now, let's suppose that you're somebody like me who just sort of muddles through as best you can.
Yeah.
And then you get back afterwards and you think, okay, well, it all went wrong. Is it too late then?
It isn't. It isn't too late. I mean, what you ought to do, let's look the other way around. What should you do if this happens?
Yeah.
First of all, contact the rep. Really important, because they will make a note and you get some independent. You could do a complaint form or some sort of form, so you've got a record on it. Take some pictures. Really, really important. We had a case recently where a client fell down some stairs. Client, thank goodness, took photographs. In the claim, the hotel claimed that they got these little slip things on. They hadn't. We produced the photographs, and therefore we were fine. They put them on later.
Okay.
Photographs is almost essential, whatever you do, whether it's car or anything else. Get the names of witnesses, British ones if you can. Make sure if you're in hospital, get your x-rays, get your medical notes. Even if you don't understand them, bring them with you.
Right.
It's really important.
Yeah.
There's a really important thing, Tim, as well, to note, that in relation to car accidents, if you've taken your car over on the Brittany Ferry and are driving around, in the EU, if you have an accident, even with a foreign national, then you can still make a claim against the insurer in the UK. You don't have to make a claim in Spain or France. That's due partly to some EU regulations. If we leave the EU, of course, that may one be no longer available.
Yeah, so absolutely. It could all change from June, couldn't it?
Absolutely. But at the moment, if you have an accident over, you take your car over, have an accident, then you can claim against insurance, but you can do it from here. The danger of any of this is if you're suing in a foreign country, you've got translation fees, you've got probably some slitters over there as well, and most foreign jurisdictions, you don't get costs.
Right.
So any costs you incur have to come out your damages.
So I suppose we go back to the beginning of this, really, which is make sure you've got insurance.
Make sure you've got insurance, but that may well not cover everything.
Yeah.
We've had some quite serious claims in which the insurance policy is limited. So if you do that, go and see a solicitor straight away. Most important thing, and that is see a solicitor straight away, as I said, because limitation periods do apply.
Yeah.
They're different in each country. And so sometimes on a package holiday, for example, it's 6 months. If you have an accident involving an airline, it's a year. if you're on board a sea vessel, it's 2 years. So there's different limitations available. Yeah. So you do need to get some advice and get it quickly.
Okay. Well, as we always say, if you're unsure, take legal advice. And, well, Phil, thank you very much. It's always good to get the ins and outs, as it were. We'll see you next month.
Thanks, Tim.